This morning on WCHL, what are teachers' assistants doing as the General Assembly decides whether they have a job?
Their livelihood is hanging in the balance. They're kind of waiting to be rehired.
Opponents of North Carolina's new voting laws await a federal judge's decision.
Our argument, of course, was that that was a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act and was a violation of the 14th Amendment.
And what's to happen to Hillsborough's historic Colonial Inn? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the future looks bright for UNC women's lacrosse and Coach Jenny Levy. Plus, the Charlotte Hornets continue their off-season contract signing. And
LeBron and World Cup. World Cup and LeBron. I think we're glad both those sweepstakes are over.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 76 degrees, the beginning of a really warm day. Look for temperatures to climb about 20 degrees. Our high today, 95 or 96. Mostly sunshine this morning, a few clouds in the afternoon, slight chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm. And tomorrow, a big chance of rain on the way. As state lawmakers wrangle over a budget agreement, nearly 100 teaching assistants in the Chapel Hill Carborough school systems are in limbo, waiting to find out if they'll still have jobs when school starts. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Arazi Adkins is the Human Resources Director for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. She says 79 local teaching assistant positions will remain unfilled until the state budget negotiations are complete.
Their livelihood is hanging in the balance. They're kind of waiting to be rehired. We're kind of holding on, and so this is extremely difficult for them. It's extremely difficult for us in terms of staffing. So yeah, it's been a very challenging summer.
Last year, new teaching assistants were hired on one-year contracts, which the district paid for using reserve funds. Now school officials say the district has run out of reserve funds to cover the shortfall, and they're waiting to see what, if anything, the state will do.
Because there's such a huge variance in the House version of the budget and the Senate version of the budget, it really is difficult to do anything other than wait.
Negotiations between the State House and Senate are stalled as legislators debate competing spending plans. The House version calls for a 5 or 6% raise for teachers, while the Senate wants to push that up to 11%, but pay for those raises by cutting teaching assistants. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board is waiting until July 17th to adopt its local budget for next year. In anticipation of cuts to state funding, the board has identified two levels of potential budget cuts. The first tier would bring the budget in line with the House plan. It would require $850,000 worth of additional cuts, including loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. Depending on the final budget, a second round of cuts could be necessary. That would mean eliminating the district service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. But some worry a third round of cuts might be needed if something similar to the Senate budget is approved. If that happens, school officials acknowledge teaching assistant positions will be on the chopping block. Again, Arazi Adkins.
We have identified two different tiers worth of cuts that don't involve TA reductions at all, and so that's what we're really hoping for. Beyond that, we really haven't discussed the numbers of TA positions that would be cut if we had to go to that, because we already have identified two tiers.
State lawmakers on Friday canceled a planned negotiation session, prompting speculation that the General Assembly could walk away without a new spending plan. The state is currently operating on a two-year budget passed in 2013, so the lack of a deal wouldn't cause a government shutdown. But Adkins says the uncertainty also affects what the district can offer to entice new teaching hires. Most disheartening, says Adkins, is the recent discussion in the state Senate questioning the benefits of teaching assistants in the classroom.
I mean, it's July. If they wanted to bring up research about the value of teacher assistants, I really believe they should have spent more time last year visiting classrooms, talking to teachers, talking to their constituents about the value of teacher assistants. And I'd really argue that anybody who questions the value of a teacher assistant should be required to do substitute teaching in an elementary classroom.
The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board meets on Thursday to discuss the budget, but whether or not the board will have a budget to approve remains to be seen. In the meantime, local teaching assistants have no choice but to wait. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A Chapel Hill attorney who is representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit against state voting restrictions told WCHL he's confident that his side presented a strong case in federal court last week. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Supreme Court acted. The North Carolina legislature followed it with really discriminatory voting laws. And so we took up the challenge and went to court.
That's Chapel Hill attorney Adam Stein. He's been practicing law for about 45 years, specializing in civil rights cases. Stein, along with several other attorneys, social justice groups, and plaintiffs, were in federal court in Winston-Salem last week, suing the state of North Carolina over new voting requirements. Plaintiffs argue that the new rules are discriminatory, and the U.S. Justice Department is supporting the lawsuit. Stein is part of a group of attorneys representing the NAACP and individuals including the lead plaintiff, 93-year-old Rosanelle Eaton of Franklin County. Eaton, an African-American, testified what it was like for her to register to vote when she was 21 years old. It was dangerous for her and others back then, and people were afraid.
She was required to stand straight up, put her hands at her sides, and recite the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. And she did that, and she registered, and she's been working to get other African-Americans registered to vote and get them to vote for all these many years since then.
Stein said that almost everybody agrees that there is a history of voter suppression of African-Americans in North Carolina. As a result, voting by African-Americans lagged behind that of white people in North Carolina for many years, until laws were passed that allowed early voting, same-day registration, and out-of-precinct voting.
In 1988, we were near the bottom nationally in terms of participation of African-Americans in voting, and by 2012, we were 11th.
According to Stein, African-American participation for the first time had equaled and even surpassed white participation. Last year, the Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly repealed all of those voting conveniences.
There was a highly disproportionate effect on African-American voters by removing all these measures. And our argument, of course, was that that was a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act and was a violation of the 14th Amendment.
The state government also cut the early voting period from 17 days down to 10. And beginning in 2016, voters will be required to show state-issued IDs at the polls. Stein pointed out that all of the new voting laws were passed by the General Assembly immediately after the U.S. Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling in the case of Shelby County versus Holder. The ruling gutted two sections of the Voting Rights Act. Section 5, which states that certain state and local governments must obtain federal clearance before implementing changes to voting laws, and Section 4B, which states the formula that determines who is subject to that scrutiny. While that ruling is devastating to civil rights advocates, Stein said there is still enough left of the Voting Rights Act to use in a fight.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act doesn't require proof of intent. It is sufficient to prove that the effects of what they've done burden African Americans disproportionately.
He says he thinks his side proved both ill intent and disproportionate effects. U.S. District Judge Thomas D. Schroeder is expected to decide in a month or more whether to block the new voting rules before the November elections. A full trial is scheduled for next July. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This year's General Assembly session has coincided with a ramped-up U.S. Senate campaign of House Speaker Tom Tillis. His Senate bid also means fellow Republicans are thinking more about whether they want to succeed Tillis as Speaker. There's a half dozen or so GOP lawmakers saying publicly that they would be interested in the job. Each of them has key leadership positions. Some are helping raise funds for GOP candidates for the November elections. Several also have filled in for Tillis by presiding over floor debate, the Speaker's most public responsibility. The next session will meet in January to elect a Speaker. Talk about a successor came earlier than usual because Tillis made clear the 2013-2014 session would be his last in the House. Republicans must keep a majority to ensure the GOP keeps the post. The fate of an historic Hillsborough building will be discussed tonight at a meeting of the Town Board of Commissioners. Commissioners and citizens will get updates on the 175-year-old Colonial Inn located at 153 West King Street in downtown Hillsborough. Francis Henry purchased the property at auction back in 2001. Since then, Henry and the town of Hillsborough have waged a back-and-forth legal battle over the building. It's been one thing after another. The town wants to preserve its architecture as an historic feature. Here's Town of Hillsborough planner Stephanie Trueblood.
It's a very important building in Hillsborough. It's got a very long and significant history in this town, and the Historic District Commission has the authority under state statutes to deny a demolition request for that building because that building has been granted statewide significance by the State Historic Preservation Office.
but Henry has applied to the town to demolish the building. Neighbors began complaining about the rundown condition of the Colonial Inn a year after Henry bought it. Since then, the town has repeatedly taken action against Henry for noncompliance with repair orders. Trueblood walked through the site along with Henry, a fire marshal, and some Orange County building inspectors back in September of 2011. That was almost 3 years ago. Here's what she found then.
A few electrical issues, some structural issues, and some fire safety issues as well.
The town declared the building uninhabitable in 2012. Over the recent 4th of July holiday, the fire department was called to investigate a reported natural gas smell at the Colonial Inn. Officials are now considering measures to cut off utilities. Tonight's discussion at the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners meeting will be an information session led by town attorney Bob Hernick. The meeting takes place at 7 o'clock tonight at the town barn, located at 101 East Orange Street, and you are invited. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by Kraut Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound between Columbia through the I-40 interchange up past Raleigh Road up to Garrett Road. Seeing some delays throughout the stretch of that major thoroughfare through the eastern part of Chapel Hill. Be on the lookout there. No major delays, but you might see minor slowdowns here and there. NC-54 heading westbound right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. Also seeing some delays, so be on the lookout. I-40 heading westbound right now between Wade Avenue and about Airport Boulevard or so. Might be seeing some minor delays. Nothing major on the roadways this morning, though. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
You ever had one of those days where you just had difficulty saying your name?
Have you been listening to me this morning?
I don't know what
all
it is, man.
All morning long.
I'm just having a real hard time talking this morning. It's just not.
Case of the Mondays.
It's just not happening.
I saw something online and said, man, don't you hate it when somebody always says, I got a case of the Mondays today?
Yeah, I believe.
I'm saying that just for that person.
I believe it's somebody. I know you can watch the movie Office Space to see what would happen to you if you said that.
Yeah.
Do you remember what Peter's next door neighbor said?
I don't.
And when we asked him, he said, what would happen if somebody at your work said, you know, somebody's got a case of the Mondays? I believe he'd get his blank kicked. You remember that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I do remember that. That's good. Yep.
What was that guy's name?
I don't remember. I just remember him as Oswald on Drew Carey Show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But he was great in this role.
Yeah, he was.
I've forgotten his name right now. It'll come to me later.
He was real good.
But yeah, he was perfect.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
How you doing? how you doing, Peter?
That's pretty good. Hey, Peter, check out Channel 9, man.
Hey, listen, Peter, I'll see you later.
We'll talk to you later on. Crown Honda of South Point is where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. All right, now back to business here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 76 degrees, a warm beginning for a really hot day. High today about 95 or 96. Mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. 20% chance for showers and thundershowers. Our high today about 95 or 96, as I mentioned. And that chance of rain will increase a bit to 30% tonight with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly in the afternoon, but a 70% chance of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. High tomorrow about 88, low tomorrow night about 65. And then on Wednesday, in case you're wondering what kind of a day that's going to be, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. And the high in the low 80s. All in all, mostly a cloudy day on Wednesday. But really, really hot today.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 8:18. More housing options for people with physical and mental disabilities are coming to town this week. WCHL's Wilson Borntrager has more.
The Arc of Orange apartments allow disabled tenants the opportunity to live on their own for the very first time. The apartments officially opened Friday after years of collaboration between many organizations, such as the Arc of the Triangle and the Arc of North Carolina, Orange County Home Program, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the Ireland Family Foundation. East-West Partners donated the land for the apartment. Assistant Director of Communications at the Arc of North Carolina, Ben Aykroyd, describes the goal of the Arc and how this new apartment building fits with what they seek to accomplish.
The mission of the Arc is to empower people with disabilities to live the life that they choose. And sometimes, because of a few obstacles, that can be difficult. But the Arc has really been trying to push independent living wherever possible for people with disabilities. This project was just ideally suited for that.
He says that the Arc and the rest of the contributors were happy to work together in order to make sure that these apartments were constructed with those with disabilities in mind.
They're built especially for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, so it's got all the accessibility options that folks with disabilities might need.
Aykroyd says the area in which they built these apartments was selected because of several key features offered by Meadowmont and the town of Chapel Hill.
What's really great about it is the location in the Meadowmont community. It's walkable to groceries, to food, transportation with the free bus system in Chapel Hill. It's just ideally set up to help folks with disabilities maybe need just a little bit of support to be able to live independently, to do so.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green told WCHL, quote, "It's terrific to see this new development take shape. Group homes offer a combination of independent and supportive living that is very valuable. It takes a lot of collaboration to put a project like this together." A number of local officials and representatives are slated to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Those individuals include Congressman David Price, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, representatives of Senators Kay Hagan and Richard Burr, and members of the local Chamber of Commerce. Residents will also be at the event and will offer voluntary tours of their own apartments. The ribbon-cutting ceremony takes place Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. For more information on the ceremony, visit our website at chapelboro.com. Wilson Borntrager, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Sutz. Art Chansky says he's glad the World Cup is over. We'll have that coming up for you in today's Sports Notebook. It has been a really long wait. Now, Germany is basking in its fourth World Cup title. Yes, it is all over. The championship match took place yesterday, and it was a tough one. One newspaper in Germany celebrated today with a three-word headline in the national colors of black, red, and gold that read simply, "It is true." While a news website in Germany listed Germany's titles, 1954, 1974, 1990, 2014, exclamation point. Midfielder Mario Götze, who wasn't born when Germany won its last World Cup back in 1990, sealed the title with his extra time goal. "Thank Götze, world champion," screamed a mass circulation daily newspaper. Germany goalkeeper Manuel Neuer said after the match, "All of Germany is the world champion." And certainly he's a champion. He's an outstanding goalkeeper. Team is due in Berlin tomorrow, and Germany will continue to celebrate. But the World Cup was over. It was sad yesterday watching all the Argentina fans in the crowd who just had a really hard time with it. But what a match. And Argentina finished the second best in the world. That's not bad. A person familiar with the contract says free agent point guard Brian Roberts has agreed to a $5.5 million two-year deal with the Charlotte Hornets. The person spoke to the Associated Press on Sunday on condition of anonymity because the deal has not yet been made public. The person says the deal will be signed next week. The 6'1", 173-pound Roberts will back up Kemba Walker as point guard for Charlotte. You might not know much about Brian Roberts. We know him, Brian Roberts, as a baseball player who was the son of Coach Mike Roberts, but this not the same guy. Entering his third NBA season, Roberts has started 47 career games and averaged 8.2 points and 3 assists in 19.9 minutes a game. He started 42 times last season for the New Orleans Pelicans, averaging 9.4 points and 3.3 assists per game. Yahoo Sports, the first to report this agreement. Roberts is 28 years old. He went undrafted back in 2008. Spent his first 4 years as a pro playing in Europe. That's why so many of us don't know much about him. But Brian Roberts has agreed, reportedly, to a $5.5 million two-year deal with the Charlotte Hornets, backup point guard for Kemba Walker. Incoming UNC women's lacrosse players Ella Hazar, Maria McCool, and Bridget Curran all contributed to an 18-11 win by the North team. That was in the 2014 Under Armour Girls High School All-America lacrosse game played on July 12th at Johnny Unitas Stadium in Maryland. All those three will enroll at UNC next month as student athletes and will join the Tar Heels in the spring of 2015. Under Armour All-Americas are selected by a panel of lacrosse experts from Inside Lacrosse magazine. The year-long selection process includes input from college and high school coaches from across the country, as well as nominations from the public. But I tell you the story this morning just to illustrate, Jenny Levy's program at Carolina is in great shape with three more outstanding young players coming in. It's 8:24. I'm Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
LeBron and World Cup. World Cup and LeBron. I think we're glad both those sweepstakes are over. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It was a strange juxtaposition for sure, the final weekend of the World Cup and the final word from basketball superstar LeBron James. Both dominated the news and airways ad nauseum. It was enough to make you want to forget everything and go to the golf course. King LeBron did as I suspected, going back to Cleveland to make amends with the team and fans he jilted 4 years ago and make his family happy. James and his wife are both from Ohio, and that's where they wanted their sons to spend their schoolboy years, not in glitzy, dangerous, and the heat of Miami. Cleveland was the only place LeBron could go as a free agent without appearing to be chasing championships, with all the other franchises courting him and promising him star-studded supporting casts. While it did not instantly undo the tacky way he fled for Florida, going home does say a lot about his character. With the U.S. out of the World Cup, bars and restaurants across town and the country were filled with Argentines and Germans waving banners and exchanging chants through 113 minutes of scoreless soccer that gives the sport a bad name in our high-scoring society. 7 minutes away from the end of extra time and penalty kicks, Germany won its fourth cup with a goal worth waiting for. The winning score by super sub Mario Götze was a thing of beauty, stopping a pass with his chest and booting the ball home before it hit the ground. It effectively ended the World Cup as Argentina continued to fail on scoring opportunities right to the end. No wonder there were riots in that country after its national team had one goal nullified by offsides and missed golden chances on at least three other occasions. So can we now move on to other sports news that was completely overshadowed by the Cup and the King? For example, how many of you caught the game in the World Lacrosse Championship between the USA and Japan, a country that has a long way to go with the stick sport? The Americans, led by Carolina's Marcus Holman and Duke's Ned Crotty, won a farcical match against the Japanese. I changed the channel when it was 19-1 and could not find the final score anywhere on the internet Sunday night. No matter, I'm sure we hung on to win. This is our Chansky. See ya.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech, where great things happen.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is John Nieder, Cedars member since 2006. Here's what John had to say.
One of the greatest assets that Cedars has are the members. The members have varied backgrounds. They're very interesting. They're very friendly. and we provide support for each other. Also, we socialize with our fellow members at dinner time, and it's great to have dinner with different people, talk about different subjects that they're interested in, that we're interested in. So the socialization that's provided by sharing dinners together is a wonderful feature of CEDARS. Another aspect of CEDARS that we like very much is the support. We feel the support is there in case we need it. Just knowing that it's there is very reassuring.
Thanks, John. To learn more about the CEDARS lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Coach. It is 8:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is 76 degrees right now, starting out rather warm this morning, going for a high today of about 95 or 96. Mostly sunshine first part of the day. We'll have some clouds moving in later on in the day. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. 70% chance of that happening. And the high tomorrow, about 88 degrees. Also, 70% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low down around 65. So we're talking about a muggy day on the way for tomorrow and really hot today. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant on the beautiful UNC campus. A favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
And from Gaza for the first time since hostilities began, the military did not say if it was armed, but before the conflict, Israel warned that Hamas has drones armed with bombs that could target civilian areas.
Thousands of Israeli troops are at the border with Gaza, but CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem says there's no movement yet.
The Israeli government appears hesitant to go in on the ground, even though it has amassed tanks, artillery, and troops on the Gaza border. A ground offensive could bring high casualties among Israeli soldiers and Palestinian civilians, and international condemnation.
Hamas has fired nearly 1,000 rockets into Israel, causing some injuries, but no one's been killed. On the Gaza side, airstrikes from Israel have reportedly resulted in more than 170 Palestinian deaths. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
77 degrees, 832 at WCHL, the beginning of a really hot day. Look for a high today of about 95 degrees. State lawmakers wrangle over a budget agreement in Raleigh. Nearly 100 teaching assistants in the Chapel Hill Carboro City school system are in limbo, waiting to find out if they're going to have jobs when school starts. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been following this story and has details.
Arazi Adkins is the Human Resources Director for the Chapel Hill Carboro City School System. She says 79 local teaching assistant positions will remain unfilled until the state budget negotiations are complete.
Their livelihood is hanging in the balance. They're kind of waiting to be rehired. We're kind of holding on, and so this is extremely difficult for them. It's extremely difficult for us in terms of staffing. So yeah, it's been a very challenging summer.
Last year, new teaching assistants were hired on one-year contracts, which the district paid for using reserve funds. Now school officials say the district has run out of reserve funds to cover the shortfall, and they're waiting to see what, if anything, the state will do.
Because there's such a huge variance in the health version of the budget and the Senate version of the budget, it really is difficult to do anything other than wait.
Negotiations between the State House and Senate are stalled as legislators debate competing spending plans. The House version calls for a 5 or 6% raise for teachers, while the Senate wants to push that up to 11%, but pay for those raises by cutting teaching assistants. The Chapel Hill-Carrboro School Board is waiting until July 17th to adopt its local budget for next year. In anticipation of cuts to state funding, the board has identified two levels of potential budget cuts. The first tier would bring the budget in line with the House plan. It would require $850,000 worth of additional cuts, including the loss of 4.5 gifted education specialist positions. Depending on the final budget, a second round of cuts could be necessary. That would mean eliminating the district service learning coordinator, cutting media assistants to part-time, losing 3.5 more gifted education positions, and shifting some custodial staff to lower-paid contract work. But some worry a third round of cuts might be needed if something similar to the Senate budget is approved. If that happens, school officials acknowledge teaching assistant positions will be on the chopping block. Again, Arazi Adkins.
We have identified two different tiers worth of cuts that don't involve TA reductions at all, and so that's what we're really hoping for. Beyond that, we really haven't discussed the numbers of TA positions that would be cut if we had to go to that, because we already have identified two tiers.
State lawmakers on Friday canceled a planned negotiation session, prompting speculation that the General Assembly could walk away without a new spending plan. The state is currently operating on a two-year budget passed in 2013, so the lack of a deal wouldn't cause a government shutdown. But Adkins says the uncertainty also affects what the district can offer to entice new teaching hires. Most disheartening, says Adkins, is the recent discussion in the state Senate questioning the benefits of teaching assistants in the classroom.
I mean, it's July. If they wanted to bring up research about the value of teacher assistants, I really believe they should have spent more time last year visiting classrooms, talking to teachers, talking to their constituents about the value of teacher assistants. And I'd really argue that anybody who questions the value of a teacher assistant should be required to do substitute teaching in an elementary classroom.
The Chapel Hill-Carrboro School Board meets on Thursday to discuss the budget, but whether or not the board will have a budget to approve remains to be seen. In the meantime, local teaching assistants have no choice but to wait. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A Chapel Hill attorney representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit against state voting restrictions told WCHL that he's confident that his side presented a strong case in federal court just last week. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Supreme Court acted. The North Carolina legislature followed it with really discriminatory voting laws, and so we took up the challenge and went to court.
That's Chapel Hill attorney Adam Stein. He's been practicing law for about 45 years, specializing in civil rights cases. Stein, along with several other attorneys, social justice groups, and plaintiffs, were in federal court in Winston-Salem last week, suing the state of North Carolina over new voting requirements. Plaintiffs argue that the new rules are discriminatory, and the U.S. Justice Department is supporting the lawsuit. Stein is part of a group of attorneys representing the NAACP and individuals including the lead plaintiff, 93-year-old Rosanelle Eaton of Franklin County. Eaton, an African-American, testified what it was like for her to register to vote when she was 21 years old. It was dangerous for her and others back then, and people were afraid.
She was required to stand straight up, put her hands at her sides, and recite the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. And she did that, and she registered, and she's been working to get other African-Americans registered to vote and get them to vote for all these many years since then.
Stein said that almost everybody agrees that there is a history of voter suppression of African Americans in North Carolina. As a result, voting by African Americans lagged behind that of white people in North Carolina for many years, until laws were passed that allowed early voting, same-day registration, and out-of-precinct voting.
In 1988, we were near the bottom nationally in terms of participation of African Americans in voting, and by 2012, we were 11th.
According to Stein, African-American participation for the first time had equaled and even surpassed white participation. Last year, the Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly repealed all of those voting conveniences.
There was a highly disproportionate effect on African-American voters by removing all these measures. And our argument, of course, was that that was a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act and was a violation of the 14th Amendment.
The state government also cut the early voting period from 17 days down to 10. And beginning in 2016, voters will be required to show state-issued IDs at the polls. Stein pointed out that all of the new voting laws were passed by the General Assembly immediately after the U.S. Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling in the case of Shelby County versus Holder. The ruling gutted two sections of the Voting Rights Act, Section 5, which states that certain state and local governments must obtain federal clearance before implementing changes to voting laws. And Section 4B, which states the formula that determines who is subject to that scrutiny. While that ruling is devastating to civil rights advocates, Stein said there is still enough left of the Voting Rights Act to use in a fight.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act doesn't require proof of intent. It is sufficient to prove that the effects of what they've done burden African Americans disproportionately.
He says he thinks his side proved both ill intent and disproportionate effects. U.S. District Judge Thomas D. Schroeder is expected to decide in a month or more whether to block the new voting rules before the November elections. A full trial is scheduled for next July. You can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's a very important meeting going on in Hillsborough tonight. The fate of an historic Hillsborough building will be discussed at a meeting of the Town Board of Commissioners. Commissioners and citizens alike will get updates on the 175-year-old Colonial Inn, which is at 153 West King Street in downtown Hillsborough. Francis Henry purchased that property at auction back in 2001. Since then, Henry and the town of Hillsborough have been going back and forth, a legal battle that seems to never end over that building. The town wants to preserve its architecture as an historic feature. Here's town of Hillsborough planner Stephanie Trueblood.
It's a very important building in Hillsborough. It's got a very long and significant history in this town, and the Historic District Commission has the authority under state statutes to deny a demolition request for that building because that building has been granted statewide significance by the State Historic Preservation Office.
Henry has applied to the town to demolish the building. Neighbors began complaining about the rundown condition of the Colonial Inn a year after Henry bought it back in 2001. Since then, the town has repeatedly taken action against Henry for noncompliance with orders to repair it. Trueblood walked through the site along with Henry, a fire marshal, and some Orange County building inspectors back in September 11th, nearly 3 years ago. And here's what she found there.
A few electrical issues, some structural issues, and some fire safety issues as well.
The town declared the building uninhabitable back in 2012. Over the recent 4th of July holiday weekend, the fire department was called in to investigate a reported natural gas smell at the Colonial Inn. Officials are now considering measures to cut off utilities. Tonight's discussion at the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners meeting will be an information session led by town attorney Bob Hornick. The meeting will take place at 7 o'clock tonight at the town barn located at 101 East Orange Street. And all residents of Hillsborough are invited to be there and see what happens. 841 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Coming up next, Fred Black has a few interesting things to say about the 4th of July celebration.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Summer is usually a slower season for selling homes. However, home sales are stronger this summer. One of my listings just sold in 24 hours. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, it's a good time to do so. Please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. More people are eating healthy, and there's no better way to get the most out of your fruits and vegetables than by using a Vitamix high-performance blender. Vitamix, quality made in the USA. Vitamix is so much more than a blender. From frozen dessert to steaming hot soups, create entire menus with a technology that redefines what a blender can be. My shop, Twig, is proud to have been recently selected as an exclusive dealer for Vitamix. So you're thinking, huh, I can get it cheaper on the internet. No, you can't. At Twig, we will match any advertised price you find. And if you mention this radio ad, we will give you a $50 gift card with your Vitamix blender purchase. Sound good? So stop by Twig today, located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Healthy living starts at Twig. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi.
I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Good morning. It is 8:43 at WCHL.
WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. It is well known that our community is filled with opinionated people, and I'm one of them. But sometimes we need to take the time to express our opinion about something that we really liked. So in that spirit, let me say that it is my opinion that the town's 4th of July at Keenan Stadium was the very best ever. All of the people involved in the planning, execution, supervision, and funding of the evening deserve a big thanks for making it so special. Parks and Recreation Production Manager Wes Tillman and his staff, all of the UNC personnel who are involved, the fire department, the public safety officers, everyone who worked so hard to help us celebrate America's 238th birthday in such a fine fashion should be praised. And we can't forget the outstanding musical group Bull City Syndicate, the brave souls who entered the watermelon eating contests, the honor guard, the group that sang the national anthem, and all of the sponsors who helped with the financial support. And Grace Church with the glow sticks. And one man who also deserves our thanks is MC Ron Stutz, as he makes any program more special than it might have been otherwise. Yes, we all have opinions, and I hope that the thousands of people who came to Keenan for the 4th agree. We had one heck of a birthday celebration with the kind of old-fashioned fireworks that made us all sit up and take notice. Let's do it again next year. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Morgan Alderman. Summertime is the peak for construction, and the Chapel Hill area is seeing its fair share with road and building construction going on all over Orange County. While some view the construction as a hindrance, others view the new roads and buildings as a positive addition. We hit the streets to find out how you feel about construction in Orange County.
I'm Joel. I live in Carrboro. Generally, I think it's been sort of misconceived. Greenbridge, of course, is a terrible mess. A couple other large projects that have gone in have not done well. I wish them well, but more traffic, perhaps more crime, certainly more difficulties with municipal services. Don't like it especially.
My name is Sarah. I live in Carrboro. We live near an area where there's a lot of road construction going on, and we're hoping that eventually it comes with also a pedestrian area along with the road construction. So we're crossing our fingers for that.
Hi, my name's Ashita, and I don't really know much about the construction that's going on around campus, but I just hope it's not like interfering with people's like commutes and like getting to class and stuff like that.
What do you think of construction in Orange County?
Hi, I'm Brianna. I'm from Chapel Hill. I guess I appreciate the construction going on because in the long run it will be beneficial, but short term, a bus stop is closed right by Rams. That is very inconvenient for me.
Hey, I'm Becky. I'm from Chapel Hill, and construction has been going on for like the past several years. So at this point, I'm kind of used to it. And I think that as long as the construction is doing something good for the town.
My name is Nisha Carrington, and I'm from Charlotte, and I feel like the construction has gotten in the way because one day I was trying to walk to class, and then I had to turn around because I didn't know where I was going, and it sucked.
My name is Diana, and I live just outside of Chapel Hill in Orange County. My feelings are about construction that in Chapel Hill particularly, there's more construction than there needs to be, and that the houses are too big and they should be smaller. And therefore, we would be toxifying the land less. And in terms of road construction, the construction would not happen if people did car-free days.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local nonprofits. Gary Phillips is on the board of advisors for Pickards Mountain Eco Institute and leads nature hikes 5 to 10 times a year. A literary buff, Gary is on the Carrboro Poetry Council and a featured poet for Carrboro Day and the West End Poetry Festival. He has also served on the boards of the Abundance Foundation, the Dogwood Alliance, and Family Violence Rape Crisis Center. Gary Phillips of Weaver Street Realty cares about our community and yours.
The word is spreading fast about Pita Grill, Chapel Hill's great new restaurant offering authentic, made-from-scratch Mediterranean cuisine. Locally and family-owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence creates a culinary experience you will crave again and again. Wraps and kebabs, heroes and pitas, salads and falafels, seasonal food, and more. Located in Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Visit them online at pitagrill.us or stop by for a taste you won't forget.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get any place else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
850 at WCHL, it's Ron Stutz. And I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, we had Archie Comics. We had Archie and, Jughead and Veronica and Betty and all the whole gang. Now Archie Comics is something that has really taken on something completely different, because now there is Life of Archie, and they're talking about Archie and others as adults. And we understand now the story just coming out of Los Angeles today, Archie Andrews will die taking a bullet for his gay best friend this week. The famous freckle-faced comic book icon is meeting his demise in Wednesday's installment of Life with Archie when he intervenes in an assassination attempt on Kevin Keller, Archie Comics' first openly gay character. Andrews' death will mark the conclusion of the series that focuses on grown-up renditions of Andrews and all his Riverdale pals. Keller's character first arrived in Riverdale in 2010. Keller is depicted in Life with Archie as a married military veteran and newly elected senator who's pushing for more gun control after his husband was involved in a shooting. Archie Comics co-CEO John Goldwater says he wants Andrews' death to be a lesson about gun violence and a declaration of diversity in the new age of Archie Comics. So he's not only going out, but going out in a big way, but he wants to make a couple of personal statements there before he leaves. And in this last episode, make a statement about diversity in this new age and also about gun violence. So kind of interesting. Archie to be shot, saving his gay friend in the comic book, so look for that if you're interested in that sort of thing. It is 8:52 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and coming up, let's take one more quick look this morning at traffic on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic problems this morning. It's been a fairly carefree day out there. Things moving along fairly well. We hope that anytime throughout the day, if you spot something that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. That goes not just for the morning show, but anytime during the day, 919-967-8363. That'll ring right there in the newsroom. And also, you can tweet us at WCHL if you'd like to get in touch. But things moving along fairly smoothly this morning, and hopefully it will be that way for the rest of the day. If you have any problems, just let us know about them. We'll pass along the word. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. They also have that great chewy ice, and they're only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is 78 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Starting to warm up now. Look for a high today of about 95 or 96. Mostly sunshine this morning. We will get a few clouds in the afternoon. Later today, we'll have a 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms. And tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, not quite as hot, but we will have a big chance of rain tomorrow. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Also, 70% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the middle 60s. And in case you're wondering about Wednesday, looking ahead a little bit, it will be mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and the high in the low 80s. So a little refreshing temperature on Wednesday, but between now and then, we got a lot of hot weather, and it's going to be very, very muggy. So please, just be ready for the heat out there today if you're going to be stuck outside. And if you're working outside today, stay cool, drink lots of water. 854 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What is the word? It's a French word. I'll give you that. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? And what's the proper pronunciation? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answers to those questions this morning. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you are our winner. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? The word of the day always is Wayne Pond. And your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is celebrating your freedom to save with the July fireworks sale. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Matt had to say about his performance experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru this week and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Frabani and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with and gave me a great deal on the car. Would certainly recommend Performance Subaru to a friend.
Now that's a wow. During our July fireworks summer sale, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Legacy Sedan 2.5i Premium for $198 per month.
Stock number D4189EADO2. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing and $0 security deposit. Includes applicable NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. Based on MSRP of $24,380 and selling price of $22,472. With approved credit, take delivery before 7/31/2014.
Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Are you interested in increasing safe and convenient walking and bicycling options for Carborough's elementary and middle schools? If so, you should apply to the newly created Safe Routes to School Committee. The town is recruiting applicants for this committee with meetings scheduled to begin in 2015. For more information, please visit the Town of Carborough's message board at townofcarborough.org or call Kathy Wilson, town clerk, at 919-918-7309. She'll be happy to speak with you about the process.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Congratulations to Peter Green, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. Wayne's word is doucer, D-O-U-C-E-U-R, doucer. It means it's delightful, a conciliatory gift. Pleasant, sweet, or enjoyable. It can mean that, but usually it's used as a word for a conciliatory gift, a douceur. So that is the word of the day, and Peter Green gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Wayne will have another word for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 79 degrees in Chapel Hill, shooting for a high today of about 95 or 96. Boy, it's going to be hot. Mostly sunny. A slight chance of a shower or a thunder shower late in the day. Only about a 20% chance of rain. That will increase to 30% tonight. Low tonight in the low 70s. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of rain all day with a high in the upper 80s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Israeli authorities filed charges in the incident that lit the fuse for the latest Israeli-Palestinian conflict. CBS News Jerusalem correspondent Robert Berger.
Three Israeli Jews have been charged with the kidnap and murder of a Palestinian teenager that set off riots. The three appeared in court today and confessed to setting the 16-year-old Palestinian on fire. They also reenacted the crime for police. Israeli authorities say it was a revenge killing for the abduction and murder of three Jewish teenagers in the West Bank.
There were more exchanges today of rocket and artillery fire across the Gaza border. Since the shooting began last week, more than 166 Palestinians have been killed, according to Palestinian authorities. CBS's Holly Williams tells us thousands have been forced to take refuge where they could find
it. Most of them have moved into school buildings operated by the United Nations. We saw hundreds of families arriving yesterday, some on foot, some by car, some on the back of tractors and donkey carts. They were carrying whatever possessions they could bring with them, things like mattresses, food, clothing, something to cook their food with.
Here at home, the Department of Veterans Affairs is in for some fresh criticism. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
The VA's watchdog, the Inspector General, is going to tell members of Congress today the agency is not doing a good job handling benefits.